Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome, everybody, to the Bella's After Show. Oh, my God, I am so happy to be united with my whole panel. Everyone is here. So let's get started with me, like always, the leader of the Bella Army, Mr. Bryant Santos.
Hello, got my Brie Bella shirt on. I'm obsessed. This episode was all about fights, sister fights, and I'm repping Brie, so obviously I'm on Team Brie. I'm just going to call it out.
Ooh.
There.
Throwing wow.
myself for a loop. I'm usually Team Nikki, so.
Trying to change it up a bit. And with us, the return of the ultimate total diva, Ollie Dreamer.
You know, back from injury, I had a little like character repackaging I had to do. So I'm
Emelina.
Back.
Emelina. Hello, Emelina.
Make your ultimate comeback.
Ollie Lena.
Iconic. The iconic pose.
Very inspired this week. Let's just say that. A very iconic week, but I'm happy to be back with you guys.
And we're happy to have you. And last but not least, she loves women's wrestling, Emily May.
Hi. I need to like do a cool entrance. I feel like you guys have great.
Maybe like a hair flip.
Yeah, I need like a hair flip or some cool. I need like a glitter jacket or something.
Yes. And I am Leslie Colon. You know, so excited to be here repping the Bellas. Like always, I am an ultimate fan, and I am so excited about tonight's episode. It wasn't as intense. It kind of went down a little bit. We needed to calm down a bit from all the drama that we were getting. But Ollie, what were your overall thoughts on this episode?
Whew, I know we're going to talk about it, but the standout was clearly Nikki versus Brie. I was like, okay, this is on E. I don't want this to look like the Kardashians where Kim smacked the heck out of, what was it, Courtney?
I was like,
right? I was like, Brie, don't get her like that. But it was really intense. I'm excited to talk about that. Seeing Artem and Nikki in a better place, it's just like inspiring and it's beautiful. I ship them so hard. Mm-hmm. And the whole time, I just want Brie and Daniel Bryan to get to like a better place as well. So it's, yeah. I feel so bad for Brie. But yes, it was a very interesting episode, I'll say.
Bryant, what were your thoughts?
It was definitely very interesting, like you said, Ollie, and you touched on it too, Leslie, the fact that we had to kind of come down from all the drama we've been having, because we've been having some very, very intense, heavy episodes these last couple episodes. So this one, I feel like it gave us a chance to kind of reset and just see this kind of a smaller argument between Nikki and Brie, and then addressing the underlying, you know, issues between Brie and Bryan. So that's definitely super, super, like, I can't wait to talk about it, because it's definitely that feud, they're married. fight between Brie and Bryan definitely affected the fight between Brie and Nikki. So I can't wait to dive into that. And like I said, you know, for the first time, I'm actually Team Brie. So we'll see what happens.
Wow.
Also, I'm here. I'm just going to shout out my friends in the chat, because
yes,
they're amazing. Hello, Gabby Haywood and Joseph. Thank you all for being here. We love you all. The usuals. Can't wait to talk all about this episode with you. And some of them are already saying that the wine spill was fake, so I'm sure we're going to talk about that.
Yes, we are. Emily, your thoughts on tonight's episode?
I mean, I feel like you guys all touched on it. I mean, I thought that the conflict between Brie and Nikki was like kind of bubbling up from the surface, but I feel like the marriage issues kind of caused kind of that blow up to happen a little bit more. And I just feel like it was a little bit lighter episode. It wasn't as intense. I feel like they were a little bit more deliberate of like what moments they're capturing in all of the Bella drama. But I feel like we have a little bit to talk about all this fighting back and forth between Nikki and Brie.
Yes. Speaking of fighting, make sure you guys stay tuned for our special segment, our match of the week. I am sure it's going to be Team Nikki versus Team Brie, because what other match was there in this episode? So make sure you guys stay tuned for that and for our predictions, because we weren't right this time around, or last week at least. Mm-hmm. We had predicted that this pregnancy test was going to be positive, but it clearly was negative. So let's go ahead and start talking about that. I know some of you are probably super excited to talk about this. So Ollie, I want to go to you. Were you surprised that the pregnancy test was negative?
I really honestly was. I'm gullible. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's going to happen this week. But yeah. I do, regardless of it being negative, I do just enjoy kind of like just seeing the progression and like the journey that the two of them are going on to getting eventually pregnant, because obviously they're pregnant now. So it's mm-hmm. just, it's interesting. It's not predictable as we thought, or at least I thought. So it's going to be interesting to see like the more like peaks and valleys going through when it is going to be positive.
Yeah, for sure. Emily, I want to go to you. Were you so surprised to see that Artem was actually very disappointed that the test was negative?
I mean, I felt like you needed a contrast when you had this moment. I thought it was super sweet because you have Nikki who's like, oh God, this is going to like ruin my life. This is going to be the worst thing ever. And then you have him who really physically, like if you looked at his face and kind of his body language, he was super disappointed. And even like in his kind of addresses to the camera, he was like, yeah, I want to start a family with her. I want to, you know, have a future with her. And so that was very telling. And sometimes when you don't get something, you really kind of understand how you really felt about it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was an honest moment where she was relieved and he was like disappointed.
Definitely. Brian, Nikki's saying some strong statements saying like a baby's going to ruin everything that I have going on right now. You know, she wasn't really too excited about this event. I think she was more nervous. So your thoughts on her reaction, and especially I think about it in this way, now she's pregnant. So I'm like, oh my God, how much longer since she actually does get pregnant, and what is going to be her reaction then? So your thoughts on her reaction this time around.
For sure. You know, you talked about how we called it last week and we thought that this was going to be the moment that she was going to be positive, but it was super interesting to see that she wasn't. And Artem talked about this before, and we talked about this in the show, how she says things or she does things without thinking twice. And why I love her with all my heart, that's kind of what she does, you know? So obviously she was throwing just things out like casually, like, oh my God, a baby's gonna ruin my life. And Artem's like, geez, thanks. Like, it was like, so it was definitely super interesting to see how she was super relieved. But then of course we'll get to the more of the episode, how she actually wasn't as relieved as she thought.
And I have a prediction, but we'll get to it later. But I think I know how things are gonna be revealed. Because you think about it, she's only 2 weeks late. She's 2 weeks late, and some tests aren't that early. So it could technically maybe be, and then we just don't know it.
Well, she's going to happy hour, that's for sure.
Well, she's going to happy hour. So.
That's the real reason.
It's early enough, it's fine.
That's the real reason why she is relieved. She's like, I can drink wine.
Yes, no, she just wants a red wine.
But for those of you in the chat, let us know your thoughts. Are you Team Artem? Do you want them to get pregnant? Or do you think it's too early? Like Nikki has said, you know, she doesn't even know Artem's values on when it comes to raising a kid. That's a huge deal. So definitely let us know what you think. I know you guys have been super supportive, so I really appreciate you guys for being here with us every Friday. And let's just talk about all this drama. Next, we're going to move on to the other couple, which is Brian and Bree, who it breaks my heart because they're having really bad marriage problems and they really don't know how to fix it. I want to go to you, Emily. You're the married one on the panel.
I love how I'm like getting put on the spot. I'm like, oh.
I mean, if you were put in this situation, how would you resolve it?
Which situation? Like, there were so many in this.
Disconnect, pretty much. I feel like the big problem here is they're drifting apart. That's the thing that they keep repeating over and over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big, especially, I mean, their calendar is crazy. Like, they have something booked on every day. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I love this. I mean, we'll get to it later, but, like, he booked this, like, trip for them to reconnect. And I think that's a great idea. I think you have to force it to happen. You have to put some work stuff aside, and you have to put everyone else aside, and you have to, like, make sacrifices, because like, yes, Birdie's number one and they want to put their kid first, which I understand, but also your marriage is the foundation that is your family. Mm-hmm. It keeps you together. And if you can't figure that out, then like the harmony and kind of the way that your household is run is gonna be out of sync and not work. Yeah. There's gonna be no harmony there. So the fact that she's having trouble with her sister and she's having trouble with all these other aspects in her life, it all stems with the relationship she has with Daniel. And yeah. it's emotionally affecting her. It's gonna affect everything. So
wow.
That's my take.
That's intense.
Girl.
Yeah.
So reconnecting, they have to find a way to reconnect. They should be going to marriage counseling. They should be talking to someone outside of their family circle to get an impartial opinion that can stay out of it, that isn't like involved in business or travel or anything like that.
Yeah.
Or isn't emotional about it. That's the hard part too. It's like, you can't have other people be emotional for you when you have to make your own decisions about your own relationship.
True. Wow. That is a very, you know, you
hit all girl.
Brian, we see something super cute. Speaking of Birdie, you know, Birdie has obviously taken over their whole relationship, their whole world, which is understandable. You know, a child does that to you. But a cute moment. Brian is learning how to braid Birdie's hair. It was so adorable. And then Brie comes in, you know, she's obviously has to be the model. But what were your thoughts on this intimate moment and their semi-alone time? Because it didn't turn into something so great. It obviously kind of turned into an argument. But your thoughts on Brian's, you know, initiative to learn how to braid Birdie's hair?
Definitely adorable. And since day one, like, since they have started dating or since they even conceptualized Birdie in their heads, Brian has been just such a great father. You know, he's always put Birdie first. Both of them have as parents. And, you know, you kind of alluded to, Emily, that that's kind of what's happening, is that they're putting Birdie first at all times and forgetting about their relationship. So that's kind of what's happening. And he didn't do that in this sense, which I absolutely loved. He still was like, you know, kind of bringing it back. But I loved how he just took that initiative to do everything he possibly can to be a good father to her. So
Yeah,
I love this moment too. And like, and I'm sad that this turned into an argument. Like, it turned into like a petty conversation that didn't need to happen. It could have turned into a cute kind of fun, kind of like flirtatious thing. It could have like had some fun to it, and it turned into this like kind of just petty conversation. And it I'm sad that it happened that way.
Well, Brian shouldn't have gave her that crunchy braid on Birdie. Like, it scared me. How dare you, sir?
Well, she criticized his braid too.
I forget if it was Brian or Brie that said, it's funny, like in the confessional, it's funny how like something, what we do always ends up in like a competition.
That was Brie.
So
it's really interesting that is a reoccurring thing for them, despite how close they are. And so that might be a factor in like trouble in paradise.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, they are in the wrestling industry. It's all about competition.
Right.
But you don't want to necessarily bring that home.
Right. Yes. For sure. Ollie, your thoughts on kind of the reason why this argument happened is because Brie brought up Nikki. You can't help but think that twins are literally always in each other's head. So do you feel for Brian in the sense that Brie always has to bring up her sister?
I mean, come on, Brian. Like, you are with one of the Bella twins. Like, they're always to be connected. They have such a strong bond, you know.
Yeah.
They're gonna be living across, like, no, not across the street, next door. Like, come on, dude. So I honestly just think it all stems down from the relationship. And so maybe he's frustrated that she's constantly bringing up Nikki, but it's like they work together. You know, they're constantly, they're an item. They're always going to be known as the Bellas. Yeah. So but also at the same time, I see like Bree's side where like, because like I see her taking things out on Nikki too. So because of the relationship. So I agree with what Emily said, like it all stems from the relationship and they just need to work on their issues and really talk things out, because I feel like jumping ahead, even Brian still, I feel like he has trouble opening up more than Brie, like jumping ahead in like the last scene. So they need to just continuously talk about it. But I love that they kind of did the surprise thing eventually. because that's what they need. They need something that's just out of the blue, a spur of the moment. Sometimes you need that surprise to brighten things up, to look forward to something in a relationship.
I mean, I think with Bree, she's always gonna, you're right, like, she's always gonna bring up Nikki. They're always gonna talk about that relationship, but you have to realize, like, there's a moment to switch it off and be like, okay, maybe now is not the right time to always talk about this person, because you have to shut the world out a little bit and just be with that person. And I feel like it probably gets so overwhelming for him to have that bombarded at him all the time.
Yeah, I think the reality is, though, I don't think Bree has ever been able to do that, because they've grown up so close. They always literally did everything together. Even if, for example, like, her pregnancy, Nikki was always there. They're always connected. It's not like she can separate that, because it's been something she's been used to since birth, literally. They're been inseparable. So I understand Brian's frustration, but I think at the end, like you said, Ollie, he kind of realizes, like, they're twins. This is normal. Like, I just have, you know, they have to get used to that. But it stems more of, like, their lack of communication, where both of them are at fault. So they definitely have to work on that. But speaking of Nikki, we do see this awkward dinner. I felt so awkward at that dinner, where she kind of announces that her house is going to be delayed for another 3 weeks. Brian, how would you have reacted if during, like, this announcement in this dinner table? Because everyone seems super quiet and awkward. Even Artem was like, oh, I don't want to be part of this. Did you expect this reaction from Brie?
No, and I think she, like you said, it was just so awkward. She was just trying to cut the tension in any way she can. But I think she did more harm than good, obviously. You know, I think the easiest thing she could have done was just been like, oh my gosh, yeah, that sucks. You know, let's talk about it. Maybe you can stay with us. Like, not really go all the way for it, because she should have ran it by Brian first, obviously. And that's, of course, we keep reiterating communication between the two of them. Like, it's so crazy. So Bree could have first started with that and just be like, okay, like, definitely we'll try and make it work for the house. You can stay with us. Brian and I will talk about it, and that's it. Like, it would have been totally good.
Oh,
but the fact
that
she's just like, oh yeah, stay with us, bring your house, bring everything, you know, bring the dog too. Like, you know, she's just like telling her to come and basically move in. Brian was just like, uh-uh, I'm not having it.
Yeah, no, this is like number one no-no. You don't do this to anyone, like your sister, your family. You don't just say, oh yeah, oh, okay, that's fine. Like, you don't make big decisions like that that's going to affect a household without checking with the person that's going to have to maybe do a lot of the work to get the house ready or anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Well, Brian's problem with this was, he obviously said he doesn't mind them being there, but it's the fact that they interrupt their alone timer. Bree chooses to do more things with them than with him. So, Ollie, your thoughts on this? And I feel like Brian's pretty right when it comes to this.
Yeah, because even, I forget what episode it was, he was talking to Bree, and how when he comes home, it's all about Birdie. And it's hard because Birdie is like their child. That's their world. It's like their number one for sure. But at the same time, you need to have that romance with your significant other, or at least you would like to think that they would. You know, there's relationships that don't even have that anymore. But I digress. But that's what he wants. He really wants Bree's attention at the end of the day, almost more than anything. So it is frustrating, because he's still on the road and he would just wants to connect with Bree so much. So I definitely feel for him in this particular instance, you know, because Bree just, she's juggling so much, and she doesn't realize, oh, wait, I should just kind of like stop and focus on my man. Fix your marriage before you start coming for your sister, girl. No, but you know, so I just still feel for Bree, because I feel like she's just really stressed out and doesn't know how to, I mean, she can multitask, but I think like she's just struggling in this particular moment, because this is the first time she's really having like marital problems, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I think it's harder because Brian doesn't really express himself. She mentioned to him, like, you don't really vocalize what you're thinking. It's always like, because you're scared of my reaction. And he's like, yeah, that's true. She's more honest in the relationship, and he needs to work on that, because he's obviously like building everything inside. And I'm afraid that one day he's just going to explode, or maybe even in the strip that's going to happen. So it doesn't look so good, but let's go ahead and move on into the big fight, because it was a twin versus twin. So we obviously see where this is coming from. Ollie, you said it. Bree is so emotional right now because of everything that's going on in her household. So she came after her sister. Brian, going to you, since you love Nikki, I don't want to say whose side you're on, because we obviously are going to talk about that in our match of the week. But do you feel like during this fight, the twins said they were too mean to each other.
Yeah, I think, you know, actually though, when I watched it at first, I didn't even think about it. Like, they weren't even saying things that, like, I've said this to Mr. all the time, like, oh my God, you like literally like just effed up my day. Like, so I feel like it wasn't too bad. But I think they were just, you know, like Ollie said, everyone was just kind of emotional. It was just such a weird situation for everybody. And Brie was just definitely, she was trying to figure things out. You know, she was trying to get enough food for the house. She was trying to just juggle things. It doesn't help that Nikki just leaves her stuff all over the place. So I don't think that what they were saying to each other was too mean. I just think that maybe the tone came across not polite or not very, very friendly or sisterly. So that's kind of where the issues lied.
Yeah, for sure. Ollie, your thoughts on this fight?
Yeah.
I don't know, the twins.
Bella versus Bella. I'm trying to figure out, I'll save it for when we get to the special segment, because I see both sides to kind of like where they're both coming from. At the same time, it's like, Nikki, girl, don't leave your one dish in the dish, like in the sink. Like, that's a no-no.
It was like four.
It was four.
It was like there was wine a, and a there glass. Was wine glass. Yeah.
Like it's like I relate so much to Whoopi Goldberg, how her thoughts on marriage. I don't want nobody in my house. But yeah, it's like, be respectful, Nikki. I know you're going through things with your house, but still be respectful of Brie. She's going through a lot. And then Brie coming in, she's like, oh God, I know the cameras are here. I don't have my face on for the cameras. So that's like the real reason she was upset. So but also Brie was being a little like harsh with Nikki. So I just think it was a little misunderstanding. Like, they should have just kind of like chilled. It really wasn't that serious. I know. Like, at the end of the day, looking like outside of things, it's like, why are you guys fighting, like, for real? It's like,
right?
Because I feel like they have their own issues to tackle, and they shouldn't be. I feel like they're taking it out on each other from their own issues.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Definitely, for sure. Emily, I want to go to you on this. Do you feel like it's, in a way, Brie's fault because she didn't vocalize that what she was going through with Brian?
I mean, she kind of came into her house already hot. Like, she was already, like, already up to, like, 80% of, like, frustration. So, you know, you could kind of tell that she obviously, like, has had a lot of things going on. And so I think it's just, there's a lot of underlying issues that she's not talking to Nikki about. She's not talking to Brian about. So you know, it's going to build up. But I feel like this fight was not as bad as it could have been. Yeah. It could have been way worse. I feel like they just got to the tip of, like, what they wanted to say to each other, but it wasn't even close to, I feel like, how really real sisters fight. Because it could be a doozy where you're just like, nope, you don't talk for weeks.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, and then the foundation on the wall.
For sure. There's one of the things that Nikki actually mentioned to Brie before walking out was the fact that she feels that Brian doesn't really, you know, put in any effort to get to know Artem or make him feel comfortable. So, Ollie, your thoughts on this, and do you feel like it's more like the sister's issue, or do you think that Brian can really put more effort into getting to know Artem, because fishing is obviously not his thing?
That is really hard, because I, in a way, I actually, like, that really reminds me of myself with Brian's whole thing about Artem. Like, it's hard to really connect with, like, a new potential family member. So I kind of like get where Brian's coming from, but I do think it's kind of like, since Nikki does have an issue with it, maybe Nikki should, she doesn't have to go to Brie, but maybe she should go to Brian and say, like, hey, would you mind? So it's not really Brie's, you know, issue. If it's an issue, it seems like it's an issue for Artem and Nikki. So I feel like those two should have, like, maybe confronted Brian. It shouldn't, don't involve Brie in that. Like, I understand where Brian's coming from. Like, it is kind of hard to connect with that new potential family member, as I said. So, it's like brother-in-law. You know, like, who are you?
I mean, it makes it awkward to, like, have your sister say to your other sister, make your husband go hang out with my boyfriend and, like, do some fun things together. Like, go shopping or go fishing or go listen to a podcast together. Who does that? Who does that? Like, yes, there's book clubs you do, but, like, no, it's so, like, even, like, in my own personal experience, it's so hard, like, because that person could be so different, that in-law or that cousin or that person by marriage, you know, entering your family is could be totally different. And even though you get along with your family member, that person, you might not. So like forcing that to happen, like you could be cordial and you could like hang out maybe a little bit at family functions and at dinner, you're fine. But like, are you going to go to like theme parks and Disney and hang out? Like, I don't know.
Hell no.
I can't see them doing that.
But one of the reasons you think is because, you know, Nikki and Arb actually haven't been together for a really long time. So do you feel like that's why Brian doesn't really make more of an effort to really get to know him?
Two things with that. So maybe, but I also think it still stems from He Who Shall Not Be Named. Obviously, him and Brian had such a great relationship. And I think that might be what is happening. At that same token, I also see where Brian's coming from, but from a different perspective of like, when he said about him and Brie, he's like, why would I spend the little time that I have getting to know Artem when I don't even have enough time with you? Like, that really hit me, because I was like, yeah, that's so true.
That cuts through the night with the knife, man. That-
mm-hmm. Yeah. So pretty much that whole issue is irrelevant, because all Brian wants is to fix his marriage and to focus on Brie. And speaking of He Who Shall Not Be Named,
we can say his name, guys. Okay.
There was a little bit of backlash. I don't know if you guys saw it. I just want to make this clear. We are not going after him at all. We were talking last week about all of her relationships. If you actually read the book, you can see that Nikki was in very controlling relationships, and it doesn't even have to do with him. So we love John Cena. We are not coming after him. So please, please just understand that we're talking about this new relationship, and we just love Artem and Nikki. So I'm sorry if any of you thought that we were coming after John Cena.
We're John Cena fans too.
Yeah, we are. And we're talking about the current season of Total Bellas, which is season 5, where there is a new relationship. Just FYI, I wanted to put it out there.
Mic drop. Anyways.
I kind of have to defend, you know, my
sometimes.
I know. I hear you.
Just so. We love to be educated. Educate the masses.
So, Gabby, please back us up. I know you still love us and you watch us every week. So please let us know what your thoughts. But anyways, let's go ahead and move on to, you know, Artem is going to London since he's in the Guinness Book of World Records for like doing his dance moves or whatever. Yeah. But that was a little interesting, to be honest. But
it's a random.
That's awesome. I love it.
Well, funny. It was definitely interesting. But we come back and, you know, they're having a date night, and it doesn't. I know what you guys are all thinking. The wine spill. So whoever wants to go first, who's more excited to talk about this?
I'm ready.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm already losing it.
Right, can't even deal.
So I saw this before I watched the episode. Like, E posted it as a GIF, right? And I was like, oh my God, did I miss this in a previous episode? And it was, I didn't even catch like what was happening. All you see is her just like, oh, that's okay. Like, she was just like, she was so okay with it. And it was hilarious. But I do see where people are coming from, because on Twitter I saw a lot of people saying that it could be scripted. I don't think anything from Total Bellas is scripted. I like just have to defend the Bellas in all aspects of life. Like, I think they give such real reality television, like real true reality television. I don't think it's scripted. That moment could be. Aside from that, it was hilarious, and I just loved how Nikki was just like, oh, that's okay, it's totally fine, you just ruined my dress, but I'm fine.
I realized that was like a silk dress that is top that's like completely ruined.
Red wine.
She got some baking soda on it, and it'll be fine, it'll be a whole
thing. Oh my God, can I say that, like, as a server, like, I've had to do food service before, and I've dropped things on people, and I'm not that calm. Like, I feel like even the server, or even like and Nikki was just completely like, yeah, that's fine. I've never had a customer be like, that's all right. Like, you get yelled at and you get like stuff thrown back at you.
Well, I feel for, you know, the guy, poor guy. I think he just wanted to walk out and like quit his job because it was so awkward. I even felt that he was awkward, but I think my favorite part of this whole thing was Artem's reaction and how he was just cracking up and was pretty much like, oops, are you okay? Yeah. But if it was someone else, you never know. I feel like any guy could probably react in a different way, like, mm-hmm. why would you do that or anything like that. But I just thought it was hilarious the fact that he was just laughing at her.
But Ollie, so your chill. Thoughts on this? So yeah.
Ollie, any comments about this?
No, not really. I hope that guy didn't get fired if it was real. But like, I kind of, yeah, it's interesting. Maybe it was scripted, maybe it wasn't. I feel like if anything's scripted, I feel like Total Divas is a little bit more scripted. Mm-hmm. But Total Bellas seems more, maybe they add something here and there. It is a reality television yeah. show. But I'm happy at least. I'll take it for real for now. It's nice to see Nikki like react like that. It's funny. I have actually have a friend who met the Bellas at Disneyland, and he like dropped like his ice cream cone. Like I forget if he dropped it on Nikki or like around Nikki, and they were like, "Oh, it's fine, don't worry." No, it was Nikki's ice cream cone. He accidentally had bumped into them, and he took a picture.
Oh,
so they were fine with it. They were like, "Oh, it's fine." Like I'm pretty sure it was Nikki's ice cream that like accidentally dropped because they bumped or whatever. But like to me, like just knowing that story, like they seem like they're really just chill and nice, down to earth human beings. So if this was real or not, like I just like seeing like that just really down to earth, nice reaction from a Bella, you know? Because it's they have money, like exactly. this person serving them, like this person working their butt off, and I'm sure she left them a tip or that, you know, like.
Yeah. They probably got their food for free. Now that I was thinking about
I know. they have like a month's worth of food. Like, they'll just keep coming back.
Exactly. So, but there was actually something really serious about this date night, and it was the big question. Artem, will you leave Nikki if she can't have kids? So, Brian, I want to hear you with this, because I know you love them too. Yeah. So your thoughts on this whole situation, because it is a tough situation. I don't know how, you know, anyone would feel if they come up with that, if they say that to someone and it's really unexpected.
For sure. I love how Artem handled it, because he gave the most honest answer he could. I don't know. Like, he's not going to sugarcoat it and say, oh yeah, girl, I love you, I'll be with you forever, because he had to be honest with her and tell her that, you know, you've known since the jump that I've wanted kids. So I don't know if I would still be with you. I love you and I love what we have going on, but that could definitely be a factor in this relationship. So I love how he just gave this honest answer as he possibly could, you know, to her, and she was totally okay with it. She's like, you know, I appreciate that. So I love the encounter, and I think, but also I'm coming for Nikki, because I'm like, girl, why would you put him on the spot like that? Geez, just got back from London with the jet lag and then the wine and everything. So it's just the whole thing.
Well, at least they're communicating though. That was pretty good communication. Right. So I'm giving it to them. They did well there.
Well, there's a huge question that Brie asked that I think was on all of our minds, especially when we first got introduced into this relationship. Is Artem a rebound, or is he the real deal? Ollie, your thoughts?
I mean, looking at him, that ain't no rebound. Like, that is an upgrade. I said what I said, okay? But I think it's awesome. I love that. Like, I agree with Brian. Like, I really loved his answer. It was an honest answer of I don't know. And that's an okay answer. It's like, I feel like relationships and like falling in love, it's a gray topic. It's not black or white. It's not yes or no. Sometimes you just don't know in a relationship. And it's nice that Nikki was okay with that answer. You know, it's okay. I like where they left off at, because it's okay to not know. It shows that he is being honest, like Brian said. And it shows that he still loves Nikki, because he's not going to up and leave her like if she can't have kids. Also, Nikki, you're only like 35, 36 here. Like, that's not old at all. But I understand sometimes people can't get pregnant. But like, girl, you're still young. That's so young, you know? And I love that she was talking to, I think, one of like the crew members about having, like, one of the crew members had like a baby at, like, in their 40s. So,
40,
yeah. And so I just think that, you know, she's still so young and has her whole life ahead of her still, you know, being 35, 36, depending on how old she was at the filming time. Because I heard 35 and 36 in this episode, so I didn't really know which how old. But regardless, it's a year, you know, give or take. It's still very young. So I really just enjoyed that moment. It was a really tender, sweet moment, and it just shows that they are in love, despite, you know, maybe it is the honeymoon phase. But I like that. Obviously, we know they're still together. So I really just love the relationship.
For sure. And we do know that she is having a baby. So I think everything gets resolved. And speaking of things getting resolved, Emily, we see that Brian and Artem come together to build this garden and everything in the backyard. So what did you enjoy them kind of connecting and really surprising Bree with this?
I mean, I have to say that I loved the Dr. Seuss reference where he's have you read The Lorax, right? And I was like, oh my God, that's such a dad question to ask someone that like doesn't have a kid. Like I just thought it was so cute that he was taking the time to bond with Artem, and you know, and then like the twins are like checking them out, trying to see like, oh, how are they doing? You know, are they doing okay? And you know, I think it's a nice thing to do. And
for sure.
It looks like they're gonna have to have more bonding time. Obviously.
Definitely. And we do see the Bellas come together. Bree wants to talk to her sister and really explain everything that happened. Brian, were you happy with the apology and how they came together at the end?
Yeah, I liked it. And I don't know, it was just, like I said, like we talked about, it wasn't like a huge fight. So honestly, I feel like with this kind of thing, maybe it's just how my relationship with my siblings is. I would have just been like, I'm over it. Like, it doesn't have to be such a thing, you know, but Bree was like, you know, I'm sorry. And then Nikki was like, yeah, like, thanks for apologizing. I'm like, girl, that's too much. Like, literally, it was like, it wasn't a whole thing. So I liked how it was resolved, but I feel like it really wasn't necessary, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Now, they did come together, and we do see, like, a happy ending. Again, this episode wasn't as dramatic as we thought. I feel like there was more, like, certain moments that made us laugh more than others. Mm-hmm. But we have to move on into our special segment, Match of the Week. Emily, go ahead and take it away.
Oh my gosh. So, well, we know that it's Nikki and Bree are like the big mash of this episode. You know, they had a big disagreement in the kitchen, you know, kind of throwing it down. you know, Nikki, you could say Nikki might not have been really watching how she was kind of treating Bree in her own house. You know, maybe Artem isn't bonding with Brian. There's a lot of like underlying issues. Mm-hmm. But Bree really brought the attitude. She brought the attitude. She like threw the door. The roof is off. She's like throwing it down. It got really intense. And so I want to know your thoughts on who you think kind of won this match of the episode. We're going to go with Leslie first.
All right, because it was a different type of mode, it was a different B mode.
Throwing the B mode down.
Yeah.
It says B mode on my shirt. Where do you see it?
Yes.
But Nikki said a different type of mode. So I have to go with Nikki on this one, because I feel like because Bree was having such a bad day, I feel like she could have just been like, oh, not today, you know, just let me be. I need to get myself together and then we'll talk. So, yeah, she came after Nikki, and then, of course, Nikki's going to defend herself. I would have defended myself, too. So,
yeah.
I think Bree was just having a bad day, and she's going through a lot. So, I got to give it to Nikki, because she was just an innocent person going to her house. She was hungry. She had a long drive, and
rummaging
is what it is.
All right. Ollie, what do you think? I feel like you might have a different opinion.
I'm sorry. I'm just picturing Nikki rummaging through like...
Like a squirrel.
Oh, it's so hard because I see both sides. It's like, oh, Nikki, like, this isn't your house. Be respectful. But at the same time, mm-hmm. I feel like this issue is mostly associated with Bree. So I would, I'll go with Nikki too, just because, girl, this is all stemming from your relationship with Brian. Mm-hmm. This is why Bree is so upset. You know, she's not multitasking and she's not giving enough attention to Brian. And then she's seeing like, her sister and her boyfriend, you know, in such a good time, and she really wants that, I feel like, in deep down inside with Bree. So I'm team Nikki, because Nikki, you know, she's gonna be living next door. Bree, calm down, you know, this isn't a way to set it off on the right foot, girl. So I'm team Nikki too.
All right, well, Brian, I know your answers, right? You're wearing the shirt, right?
Yeah, so I'll just say it again. For this week, I'm team Bree, for the sake that she apologized. And I don't know, am I crazy, or do I always feel like Bree apologizes? Like, I feel like it always, like, Brie is always, like, they have these small little spats. Brie's like, okay, let's move on. Like, okay, I'm sorry, whatever. So I'm team Brie in this. And also, you know, kind of what you said, Ollie, like, Nikki was, like, just rolling up in there, leaving her luggage at the door. Like, I would have came for my sister's neck if she did that in my house, too. So I'm totally team Brie on this one.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to agree with Bryant. I am all about Brie. Team Brie. For this episode, I am all about boundaries, and I know they're twins, but it's not your house, okay? So you're getting one next door. You can do whatever you want next door.
Yeah, perfect. Right. Too. Gabby is team Nikki, and Haywood is team Bree. So we got a perfect split in our chat.
It's a Gabby. I see you.
Six man tag.
Love it. It's getting rumbly in here. All right. Well, that's our big match of tonight. I'm sure we will have so many more in the next few episodes.
Yeah, we only have four left. So sad. But now let's go ahead and move on into our predictions.
And now you're after TV.
All right, Ollie, I want to go to you since you weren't with us last week. What are your predictions for next week?
Oh my gosh. I actually didn't watch. I like what I do right now with Total Bellas. I don't watch like what's to come because I feel like, because it always gives us like wrong expectations, like false expectations, false hope of like, oh my God, this is the episode that's just going to reveal it all. But no. So I didn't watch the preview, but I think I feel like Brian and Brie are going to eventually going to have like a really good time in their trip. And, yeah, I think that's going to really help them kind of discover where they are in the relationship and where they're growing as husband and wife, and hopefully realize that Brie does want to have another kid, because I know Brian still really is pushing for that next kid, just like he wants Brie to push that second kid out, you know, which we will soon get. So I'm just really excited to see what's going to happen in this season.
Yeah, definitely. I have to agree with you. Emily, I want to go to you for your prediction.
Yes. Oh my God. So I think this trip of Brian and Brie reconnecting, I think that's going to be maybe where something happens. And they're going to be reconnected. I'm going to just say that. And then we're going to find out. I think we're going to learn about Brie before we learn about Nikki.
Ooh.
I think we're going to learn about Brie's pregnancy first, and then Nikki, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
And I think obviously Nikki's going to come around, and I feel like once it does happen, she's going to be super excited, and we're going to get to see all that. And I'm thinking it's a double, there's like a double gender reveal party.
Mm.
Ooh, love that.
So dramatic.
I know.
And I think and then more Mama Bella. We gotta have more Mama Bella.
Yeah, that's Brian's favorite person.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. I was like, we only had like that one look of a Mama Bella in this episode, so I do need more of her. Like, she was shaking things up in the first couple episodes, so I want her more. Maybe that's why we didn't have that much drama, because she wasn't there. Because I feel like she always
serves the does cause drama.
She's like, yeah, Nikki, and then Brie said this about you, and then oh my God, and then Brian said this. Like, she just stirs the pot, like, inadvertently, so I love her for that. So yeah, I don't want to see more of Mama Bella, and I totally agree with you, Emily. I think that it's going to be, we're going to find out about Brie first, because I don't want to spoil again as well, but I remember the podcast they did talk about, like, it was like a weird situation when they discovered their pregnancy. Like, it was like they thought different things at different points. So I'm super excited to see how it goes.
Yeah, for sure. I believe that Brie and Artem are actually going to get closer, because we do see a little bit of that. I feel like they're going to have more of an intense conversation that's going to go back to Nikki on whether she's ready to move forward in regards to a future with Artem, like marriage and kids. So I think Brie and Artem are going to have a conversation, and Nikki's really going to have to get serious and maybe a little bit more trouble in paradise, because I don't think Nikki's ready to have these conversations. She's kind of just avoiding it, but she's going to have to, because she's going to get a reality check real soon. But with that being said, I know I've told you guys before we started, but make sure you guys read their book. I feel like it made me understand them a little bit more and made me connect with them. So if you haven't read their book, I definitely recommend. It's a really, really good book. I finished in 2 days. But we will see you next week. Brian, let the people know where they can find you.
Yes, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok as the Brian Santos. And yeah, see you all next week.
Emily, where can people find you?
Yes, find me on all social media platforms at Emily May Heller.
Ollie.
Yes, yeah, guys, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch at Ollie Dreamer.
And I'm Leslie Colon, and you can find me at Leslie Colon _ on Instagram and Twitter. Make sure you guys let us know your thoughts on what's going to happen next week, and we will see you Friday at 7 p.m. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.